The mission tonight was for me and my seven SEALs to lock out of the Nacogdoches, swim undetected roughly 1,800 yards to the northeast, and make our way under half a dozen picket boats manned by armed and dangerous nasties. Then we'd locate a certain yacht, board it, obliterate any opposition, and capture a Saudi royal named Prince Khalid bin Abdullah. Khalid invested his money in transnational terrorism. Hamas suicide squads, Algerian death squads, and Kurdish car bombers. He'd even given money to American neo-Nazis, German radicals, and Puerto Rican ultra-nationalists. This scumbag was an equal opportunity tango. Until now, it hadn't been politically prudent, tactically practical, or diplomatically realistic to lay our hands on him without creating what the State Department calls a deplorable, regrettable, and unfortunate violation of sovereign territory involving United States military personnel. But tonight, his illegitimate ass was going to be mine, because my guys and I would nail him in international waters. Once he'd been properly tagged, tied, and stashed, we turned him over to a team of FBI agents already waiting on a close but not too close vessel. The feds would ferry him to an aircraft carrier cruising off Malta, where he'd be put on a plane that would not touch down until it reached the good old U.S. of A. Bottom line, he'd stand trial for financing the bombing of the Khobar Towers complex in Saudi Arabia a few years back